Lesson 5. Hoop Hoop Hooray! Mention basketball and a few names come to mind, names like Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, and Lisa Leslie. But did you ever hear of James Naismith? Here is a clue. The full name of the Basketball Museum in Springfield, Massachusetts, is the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Let's discover who James Naismith was and why his name is the first in the history of basketball. In 1891, Naismith was teaching physical education at a college in Springfield. The director of the department, Luther Gulick, was looking for a new kind of recreation during the winter months for the young men at the school. New England's Arctic weather made outdoor games impossible, and students found indoor exercises boring. Gulick wanted a game that could be played within the limits of their indoor space. Naismith went to work at once. He decided that skill at handling and throwing the ball, not speed or strength, was what the game needed. The goals should be above the players' heads at each end of the playing area. Then only a curving shot would score. 9 players on each side seemed the right number. Soon Naismith had drawn up 13 rules listing what could and could not be done during the game. A player could score from anywhere on the court. There was to be no running with the ball and no tackling. There would be 2 periods of play, each lasting 15 minutes, with 1 interval or break. Luther Gulick liked Naismith's idea, so on December 21, 1891, the world's first basketball game took place. But it still did not have a name. By chance, the person who helped name the game was the school janitor. Naismith had asked him for 2 wooden boxes to use as goals. There were no boxes of the right size, but the janitor found 2 peach baskets. These worked well for the goals. One of the players, Frank Mahan, suggested that the game be called Naismith Ball. With a name like that, Naismith replied, the game would never catch on. Then, thinking of the peach basket goals, Mahan said, basketball. And so it was. The new game quickly became popular. The first National Basketball League was formed in 1898. It had 6 teams. There were other important milestones in the game's history. In 1936, basketball first became an Olympic event. That year, the United States team won the gold. In 1947, wheelchair basketball began. Today, basketball is played in almost every country in the world. The best record in basketball belongs to the Edmonton grads and probably always will. This amazing women's team from Canada played 522 games from 1915 to 1940 and won all but 20 of them. James Naismith said of them, "They are the finest team that ever stepped on the floor." Curiously, Naismith, who died in 1939, played in only 2 basketball games, the first in 1892 and the second in 1898. When asked why he had played so rarely, he replied, "I just never got around to it." James Naismith was elected to Basketball's Hall of Fame in 1959.